I'm reading from Matthew's Gospel, the 14th chapter, and from verse 22 to 33 from the New Living Translation. Immediately after this, that is, Jesus has just fed the 5,000, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I'm here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. You know, the most important encouraging word for me in this whole passage is the word immediately. Peter looked at the waves and began to fall, cried out, "Save me, Lord," and Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You know, I want to know that when I'm in deep trouble, that when I cry out to God, that he reaches out and holds my hand and takes me to solid rock. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful, wonderful assurance that comes to us through your Son. Lord, how good it is to know that you don't wait, Master, to help us, but immediately you reach down and you hold our hand and either steady the ship or take us through the troubled time or stop the troubled times, whatever. But we know that you have reached out and held us. And I pray, Lord, for anyone today going through difficult times and thinking that they are in deep trouble and you're not there. Lord, invite them to look up and see you. Lord, let them feel the strength of your hand as they shout out to you to hold them and take each one, Master, to a place of safety. I pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.